Hey, gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 105 of Zero Carb Journal. How about that? Cruising right along here. So, good morning, you guys. How are you? Did you have a good week? I hope you did. I hope you made some progress. I bet you did. I had a pretty darn good week. Much better than the weeks past. So thank you guys so much for all your kind comments and support this last week. I really appreciated every single one of those comments, all the happy birthdays and the thoughtful thoughts on my condition and doctor stuff. Of just for some reason last week, I really needed you guys. And you made a big difference. So thank you very much. It really helped me sort of clear my head and figure out what I was up to. Especially with my doctor stuff, and, you know, I've been so irritated with my work and everything else, and I just haven't been focusing on, you know, my journey here as much as I'd like to, and you guys just helped me focus, so thank you so much for that. So, yeah, so it's morning here, it's early, it's not quite 7 o'clock, cold out there, 32, nice and clear right now, clear and sunny and cold, but we've been just turning into our normal winter weather here, so it's starting to rain a lot, and it rained a ton this week, and then this week coming up is supposed to just 5 or 6 inches of rain pour on us. So I'm kind of getting buckled down. Let me tell you about my week. It was really good, really interesting in a lot of different ways. I had quite a bit of stuff sort of go on. Nothing profound, but for some reason I feel like I sort of got over some hurdles this week and ready for the next phase, I guess. So, yeah, so it was my 50th birthday, as I told you guys on Monday. And surprisingly enough, so leading up to that, I was, you know, I was pretty anxious about it. Not so much anxious about my birthday or the age or anything like that. I just was, as I told you last week, I was upset because I had wanted to kind of make it a special day, thinking it was a big deal, you know, and then I had been planning on having time, you know, a break right about now. It just seemed like that was how the work schedule was going to work out. I was going to just naturally end up with a break here in December, so I had been kind of like waiting to make plans, as I talked about last week, thinking I'd be done sometime in early November, and then I was thinking I'd book a trip somewhere, you know, do something, make some plans to do something fun, so as my boat dragged on, and I, you know, approached my birthday there without any plans and without really, didn't feel free to make plans. I could have, certainly in hindsight now, I could have told those guys I wasn't available. But, you know, as long as the boat's still there, I feel obliged to help my customers succeed with the completion of those projects. That's what I sign on for. So at any rate, I just was kind of hanging out, waiting for that thing to finish, didn't make plans, and that was really bugging me that my 50th birthday was going to come and go and without any, you know, without recognizing it at all, even though I don't have anyone to celebrate with, and that was part of my whatever, sadness, frustration. So anyways, yeah, once I realized, as I talked about last Sunday, I realized that I wasn't going to get the chance to do anything special. You know, that was kind of frustrating for me, but then honestly, you guys, I think it was talking to you guys last Sunday that made the difference. Cause by the time I got done with my podcast last Sunday, I felt totally relaxed about all of it. And, I actually woke up Monday morning, and I just had a regular old Monday. I just did my workout, and I didn't go to my boat. They didn't call me. I assumed it had left. More on that. And then I went and ran errands, and I just ended up having a normal Monday. So in my brain, I kind of celebrated. I just told myself it was my birthday, but I didn't do anything. And you know what? Nobody called, and I didn't. I mean, my family did, mom and dad. Brother and sister, thank you guys. Meant a lot to me. But yeah, I spent it by myself and I didn't celebrate. And it was fine. I'm now sounding all sorry for myself. But no, the reality is I didn't feel anything about that. I kind of had accepted that I was sort of stuck in my groove here, and you know, I make hay while the sun shines. That's those boat work opportunities I look at as an incredible blessing. I feel so fortunate to have the confidence and trust of my customers, and I mean, they value me greatly, judging by how they pay me compared to how they pay the other guys on the crew. So, you know, I feel very fortunate, so I'm not complaining at all. And I just dug in and got it done, and sort of put my birthday to the side, which I'm fine with. And what I realize, this is a long way of saying this, as I kind of approached it last week and I got through Sunday, I was like, you know, it's just a day, and I haven't given myself time or made time or whatever it is to focus on myself. As long as I'm doing those boats, I'm not in my routine, I'm not working out regularly, I'm not doing yoga regularly, you know, I really kind of put everything on the back burner, and then come back and get back into my routine and refocus on myself. And so I told myself that my birthday was the same thing. You know, I can pick any day to celebrate this milestone. And I still do plan on doing something special for myself that I kind of tag as, you know, because of that milestone. So I still hope to get a break and take a little trip or something you know, to celebrate that, but it doesn't need to be on that day. And anyways, the whole point is, you guys, it was fine. I felt fine. I didn't get, so this is something that's actually really important with regards to my zero carb story and my journey, is ever since I've been young, I mean, starting when I was definitely in my late teens, maybe even early teens, but my birthday has always represented like pretty much the low point in my year. And in the past, when I spent so much time so depressed, this was always my lowest point. And even if I wasn't depressed, it was like right around my birthday, I would sink down there. And I don't think, it wasn't my birthday, that wasn't the trigger, I'm just using that as a date that I recognized. It wasn't like, oh, my birthday, I'm depressed. It's just come December time, I was always sinking low. And if I wasn't, you know, deep into my gloom yet, I was about to be, which is weird, even though I was so so passionate about snowboarding, and this time of year meant, you know, sort of the beginning of me coming to life for my passion sports season, I still would just get incredibly low. And I recognized that. I remember when I was 30 or something, you know, being very aware that my depression was seasonal, and that December was typically the worst. And so it's so wonderful, you guys, to get to my 50th birthday and to have some things that really bother me and to have some reasons where maybe I could have, you know, in the past I would just be depressed without a good reason. Not that I have a great reason now, but anyways, the difference is profound. My mental state is so much more stable, so much more clear. I don't feel that weird, you know, dark fog that's there for no seemingly good reason and just sort of exacerbates all of the good reasons I do have to maybe feel a little down or whatever. So, for instance, you know, this week, my 50th birthday, feeling a little down about being alone, feeling a little down about not getting to make plans. And no big deal. I recognize that I felt down. I recognize that I was a little bummed and not that, you know, not as upbeat as I might be. But I wasn't depressed, and I didn't sink low into depression. And to be honest with you, I just sort of kind of looked at that day and how I was feeling and went, you know what, this isn't worth it. You can have a great 50th birthday any day of the year. Just pick your time when you got time to do it. And so, really different than how it used to be for me, you guys. And that, I'm giving all the credit to my diet, because as soon as I changed, that fog lifted and those dark depression days, I haven't had a single feeling like that. And in the past, when I was living that, it was hard to recognize as a separate entity, as it were, as something that was happening to me in some sense, as opposed to how I was really feeling. And now, in contrast, I can totally recognize it as the effects of something. You know, it isn't that I'm just so sad, that something's doing that to me. So it just, zero carb has been so profound for me in that way. And this is a great example, another example of where I'd have a pretty good reason to, or at least I would think pretty good reason to, sink into a self-pity sort of depression, you know, episode. But it just doesn't happen these days. So I'm super thankful for that. So that was my beginning of my week. It was a great week, you guys, aside from that little blip. I mean, my birthday was fine. It wasn't a blip at all. But so I made some progress. I think I told you guys I bought a heating unit that isn't my fireplace here. And so Monday I did. I went and picked it up at Home Depot. And then I spent Monday and Tuesday installing it. And what a difference. Wow, it's awesome, you guys. I have heat in here now. And, of course, I still use my fire, and it's my main heat. But when I went to work this week, I came home and it wasn't freezing in here. When I went to bed and it's 32 outside, I woke up and it's not freezing in here. I'm not like in a panic to light my fire. So that's going to make a huge difference in my life. Enormous. I can't even tell you. I already feel so much more relaxed when I'm out in town. So I'm going to be able to go places and not be in a panic to get home and rekindle my fire. So that was a huge progress move for me. Doesn't sound like much, but my little shack here is pretty primitive. And yeah, a central heating is pretty nice, I gotta say. So I'm really enjoying that. And yeah, so the rest of my week, pretty funny. My boat didn't leave. And they called me on, was it Thursday? Yeah, Thursday, and they had some new parts and some things that hadn't, you know, the stuff that had burned down last week was ready to be replaced. They'd been working on it all week without me working on the plumbing. And so I went down on Friday and worked all day, and then I actually went down yesterday on Saturday and worked for just a few hours, and we got the things that were broken fixed. I think it's going to leave. I'm going to cross my fingers. Excuse me. I really got something in my throat. But it was fine. Fine that it's still here. I didn't work much this week. Just a little bit at the end of the week there. And I'm just laughing because it's still here. So, yeah, late boats. Anyways, it was a good week. I got a lot done. Had some work. Got a lot of work done around here. Turned 50. What else happened? Not much. Oh, yes, something more did happen. Actually, it was the real reason, one of the biggest things I wanted to cover, and I almost forgot, was, of course, this week was my doctor appointment. So I saw my doctor on Thursday. And yeah, I wanted to circle back and touch on some couple of your comments, Robin and Dean particularly. Dean, I think you're absolutely right. Robin, you too. Pretty darn sure. My gut brain axis, I'm going to say this wrong, vasovagal syncope, and definitely some kind of vagus nerve reaction going on. Now, I've heard of people who have just a physical anomaly in their GI tract where they actually get pressure on their vagus nerve from, you know, food in their GI tract, and that pressure manifests as things like I have my syncope, you know, syncope, whether it's defecation syncope or eating syncope, I don't know what you call it. There's micturn or whatever, peeing syncope. And anyways, I seem to have some sort of button down in there that sort of is tied in with all of those things. Peeing, not so much, although it's happened once. But at any rate, I totally agree. It's definitely, I pretty much, to my mind, narrowed it down. I still think that's pretty much Crohn's. I don't know. But at any rate, I definitely agree that it's something, you know, gastroenterologist, neurologist would probably be great to see. I'm Dean, your comment really, I can tell you really understand where I'm at. I just am not sure that it's worth my time to pursue trying to find an answer. I feel like I've got an answer. I feel like I've answered it. I don't think I'm going to find a better therapy than zero carb. None of the paths that I have researched lead to any sort of like, aha, it's this, and we fix it like this, and then you're fixed. No, I think I feel like I've gotten about as close to a real answer as I'm probably going to get, other than just a blanket diagnosis like Crohn's or something like that. I think that that what I'm dealing with, that gut-brain axis, the vasovagal syncope and all of the associated symptoms, I think that's just how my stuff works. And it is definitely not normal, but I'm not sure that there's much more to be done with regards to diagnosis and or therapy. I could get more confirmation, more specific names and titles, I think, of my condition or whatever. But I'm not sure that other than, you know, accepting a, which I'm not totally against medication, but accepting a lifetime of Humira or, you know, Remicade or any of those things where I'm, you know, kind of doing better than those already are, just through zero carb, better than those do. I don't know how to say it. You know what I mean. Anyways, I could be totally wrong about that stuff. At the same time, you know, it's just a lot of work to go dive into those rabbit holes, the gastroenterologist and the neurologist, and chasing those specialists down to try and... I also am feeling sort of like not a hemophiliac or whatever the word is. Hypochondriac? What's the word where you think you're sick but you're not? I know that isn't the case. I know I'm sick. But I am frustrated and tired of going... you know, and getting tests and whatnot, and just having it all come back normal. And when I kind of know that it's just something's wrong with my guts and my vagus nerve and my brain, and whether it's the leaky gut sending metabolites up there, pressure on my vagus nerve, or, you know, inflammation, or, you know, any combination of all those things, there's so many mechanisms in there that sort of trigger all these. Trigger these symptoms in me. Anyways, I'm rambling, but you know what I'm trying to say. I'm just been trying to evaluate what my next step is, and really not sure what direction I want to go. Do I want to keep pursuing, you know, a diagnosis with no real different prognosis? Maybe there is some hope out there that I'm not aware of. I don't know. But anyways, those were the kind of things that I want to talk to my doctor about. So I want to just reiterate how much I appreciate my doctor. And Robin, you're absolutely right. He isn't the guy who's going to have an answer for me. I definitely need specialists if I'm going to go farther. But what's great about my doctor is he's totally supportive. He's totally down with my journey and my voyage of discovery here. And he's definitely my partner in it. And he's totally on board with getting whatever tests we want to get, going to whatever specialists we want to go to. And he absolutely agrees with me, or with you, with us, on sort of where my problems seem to lie. And so I said, well, here's where we've been. You know, I did the colonoscopy, we've done the ultrasounds and all the testing for liver and, you know, pancreas and organ and common bile duct function, and what's next? And so I asked him, you know, what he thought, and he's so great. I mean, he really is great. He had the best input. You know what he said? He said the same thing that you guys have all said, and the same thing that I've known. He goes, well, maybe it's time to, you know, investigate some functional medicine. And that was great for me to hear from him. And I really appreciated that, because that's kind of the world that we're operating in here. And so it was nice to hear that he's on the same page. He did recommend a fella in town, but I feel like, just like you folks have been kind enough to recommend, you know, Ken Berry or talking to Dr. Baker or stuff like that, I totally respect all those guys, and I respect them so much that I take all of what they share. And with that said, I feel like there isn't much value in going to one of those guys until I've done the legwork that they've already shared with me that I can do. Because I think that they're going to say, well, here's what I do. I get these SIBO tests with the diagnostic lab work that's available out there. And that's one I think I got from Ken Berry. And I haven't gone back and redone my research since this visit with my doctor. But I need to. And I think he made a great point. His point was really just that, well, you're right. It probably is the gut-brain axis, it probably is a complications of Crohn's, and, you know, you definitely are in that world. And in that world, there isn't much, you know, they can do other than you get sicker, and then you go get a scope, and they tell you have Crohn's, and then they put you on a steroid or something like that. He goes, but there is a lot of other things that are, you know, they're part and parcel of those things. Things like SIBO, which, as you guys know, is a big player in what we talk about, and all the other various sort of, I don't know what the word is, pathologies or different, you know, things that can be wrong in your guts that go hand in hand with disorders, I guess. So he said, it'd definitely be a good idea to rule those out. We've done the H. pylori and we've done C. diff back a while ago, and we've done the ultrasounds for the, you know, gallbladder function and AST and lipase and amylase tests and all of those things. So we know, you know, some of my function is good, but there still could be small intestinal bacterial overgrowth or things like that. So, and those are the kind of things that the functional medicine doctors have a lot of tools for. And like I said, guys like Ken Berry have shared those tools online. So when my doctor, you know, proposed seeing the functional doctor, I said, well, here's what I'd like to do. I go, first, I'd like to take a little, just a few months and evaluate what my next step is. I don't want to just, you know, try to go rushing off to a gastroenterologist or somebody right away. And a functional medicine doctor, I feel like there's going to some tests that the ones that I trust, the ones who I feel are the best, like Ken Berry, they have made it very clear on some of their videos what their steps would be if you were to go visit them. And so I feel like I should take those steps first, you know, get those tests done. And so I think that's kind of where I'm heading right now. I told my doc, let's reconvene in 3 months. I'll do my homework. What's awesome about him is like I said, he'll just support anything. So when he said the functional medicine doctor, I said, oh, well, I've researched some of these tests. There's some labs out there. They're available to us. I go, but we need a doctor's, you know, they need to be ordered by a doc. The tests need to be ordered by a doctor. And so he's totally on board with being my partner on that. So I can get all the tests that I might get if I was able to, you know, visit some of those other doctors. So yeah, so I think that's kind of currently my where my head is at with that stuff. I think I'm going to chew on it for a few months. I'm going to see him again in March, and I think I'll get a list going of some tests that we can order. And I'll get those, probably get the diagnostic, you know, some breath tests and some stool tests and stuff like that, looking for overgrowths and different, yeah, bacterial or viral infections. And so I think that's probably the next step, get those tests done and just kind of eliminate all of that, all of the physical markers, you know, get all the data we can. And from there, you know, see what happens. Maybe there'll be some outliers, maybe there'll be some clues that can send me on, you know, some deeper into resolving some of those issues. Maybe it'll come back and just say, yeah, you're just, again, everything looks normal, but your guts aren't. I don't know. So that's kind of what I'm thinking right now. Big part of that is just how busy I've been. I think if I had not been so busy with boats, and I've got two more big jobs coming up, then I might have a little more time that I would, you know, feel like dedicating to this project, as it were. But anyways, that's kind of where I'm feeling right now. But it felt good to go talk to my doc. I really appreciated his input. I really appreciated the functional medicine kind of pointer. And I do feel like there might be a little more concrete data that comes out of that step in the path, as opposed to the gastroenterologist or neurologist. My doctor was really gracious and clear. He goes, I don't want to slight my fellow specialists or whatever, he goes, I do think that they work within a pretty rigid structure, and he goes, I think he told me, he goes, I think you're right about where that journey will end, you know, with most gastroenterologists, unless they have a strong functional medicine component to their practice, that most of those paths are going to just sort of follow those traditional medical protocols, and I'll just end up, you know, a series of BS tests and scopes and a kind of blanket diagnosis of Crohn's and a prescription and a, you know, good luck kid, kind of like what everyone else gets. So, and I think I'm already well past all that on this journey, with regards to what I've done with my diet and all that. So at any rate, that's where my head's at with that. And it was great. I actually feel like a lot of resolution, even though there wasn't really any resolution, but it felt good to sort of acknowledge all my tests coming back positive or coming back, you know, clean and sort of kicking around with someone else, just having my doctor to bounce off, you know, what he thought the next step was. And boy, I had to have him suggest something that was right in line with what I was thinking. It was really great. So, I don't know, I feel much better this week, you guys. I'm having a much, much better mental week. So I think a lot of that stuff. I did tell him about passing out, going unconscious, and again, you know, he didn't reassure me. Like, he didn't say, ah, it's no big deal. He's much more caring than that. But reading between the lines, that's essentially what he's saying. He says, you know, some people, a fight or flight is syncope. And I can give myself a panic state by reading about medical procedures. That's not too out there. You know, I go completely unconscious from getting my blood drawn. And I'll sit there and I won't be scared. I won't be nervous. They'll draw my blood. I have a wonderful conversation with the person doing it. And then in 2 or 3 minutes, I have an event where I just, you know, fall on my face on the floor. And it's basically an internal quiet panic attack, apparently. I don't know. Something with my physiology, with that vagus nerve, it just is. And as you know, I still do have that physical aspect of it in my guts too. Where, anyways, I'm sensitive. Oh gosh, this life. I'll tell you, I feel pretty fortunate a lot, and then I often feel like I got the short end of the stick. I guess we probably all feel that way. It's just life. So anyways, I'm doing great, you guys. And I'm looking forward to this week. I think my boat is gone. I think I'm totally done with it. It doesn't actually leave until hopefully Monday morning. But hopefully they won't call me back. And so I got a little break, just a couple weeks between now, excuse me, and the first of the year, when I'll probably start up on my next project. But I'm excited to have this little break. I'm going to try and just kind of relax, and I don't know, maybe I'll get in my van and go surfing for a day or two out in the freezing cold. But for the most part, I'm just going to try and relax and get caught up. I kind of got the place vacuumed up yesterday and sort of started to get caught up on some stuff I've been neglecting. And I'm feeling pretty good about all that. And the holidays are coming up. That's always kind of a big pain in my butt, but that's okay. Pain in everyone's butt, probably. But I am looking forward to going and seeing the family again, other than the hassle of the weather and the travel and all that. So, anyways, I'm looking forward to this week coming up, and yeah, there you go. Well, I guess I talked to you guys for a long time today, so I'll probably leave it at that. I'm going to get on with my Sunday. I'm looking at a nice, almost full moon out there. It's still pretty dark. Oh, it's starting to be dawn out there. So I'm going to get going on my day. I think I'm just going to, relax and watch some football, try and stay warm, maybe go for a bike ride if it stays sunny. We're going to get rained in all week, so I probably should get outside and enjoy it while I can. But yeah, there's my week, there's my roundup. So you guys, thank you all so much, as always, for your comments. Last week, you really made a big difference in my life. And I just really appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you all so much, Deb and Jackie. And I'm not going to remember all of you. I just looked at them all, and there's a long list of you. But Peggy, Robin, Dean, Kuhner, Whitey, Hood Ride Whitey, all my peeps, Sarah, you know, all of you, Lisa. Thank you guys so much for all of your kind comments. All of you, everyone. If I missed your name, I apologize. But I do see your comments, and I do appreciate each and every one of you. So thank you so much. And yeah, I'll get back to you guys next week, and we'll do it again, I guess. It doesn't look like I'm stopping anytime soon. So, boy, you guys made a big difference for me last week. It really helped me organize my thoughts going to my doctor. So thank you for that. And thanks for all the birthday wishes. I'm officially old now. So, yeah, watch this old man eat weird stuff, I guess. One thing really quick, I can't wait to share some more food stuff with you. Speaking of which, I didn't even tell you, but I did just have a normal week on zero carb this week. Burgers and bacon and some smoked salmon and some ribeye. But I'm looking forward to having some time, getting out of this boat mayhem. And I want to share with you my my new flat top that I cook on outside. It's really great. And my meat slicer, I got a few things to share with you that I've been enjoying. So one of these days I'll get some time to do that. So, all right, that's enough, you guys. I hope you have a great week. Hope you have a great day. Make some progress, and I'll see you next week. All right, you guys, thanks so much for listening and watching. See ya.